Welcome to the latest edition of the OmniTalk Spotlight Series, where we discuss the technologies, the companies, and the people that we believe are shaping the evolution of retail. Today, Ann and I are super thrilled for today's guest because we think this is one of the coolest technologies out there, and the company is Sight. Sight is the industry leader in visual AI for retail, powering solutions that inspire shoppers throughout their buying journey. By revolutionizing the shopping experience, Sight connects retailers and customers in the visual age. Now, I'm pumped. We started talking to Sight a little while ago. It's probably been a few months, but we just saw them out at NRF. They had a pretty big presence, and I mean,
In the Innovation Center, in the Microsoft booth. I mean, they were all over the place.
They were all over the place. And visual search has always been a thing for us. And so we were pumped and excited today when, you know, this week following, we could get them here on our show, here on the OmniTalk Spotlight Series. So we are thrilled and excited to welcome the Sight Chief Marketing Officer and co-founder, Leahy Pinto Freeman, to our show. Leahy, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Absolutely. So I was pretty effusive in my praise for just visual search in general and you guys. So let's just start it with the most basic question. What is Sight and what is visual search for our audience?
So Sight is basically visual search for retailers and brands. We provide retailers with a large range of visual search capabilities and tools to enable them to provide their users with a fun, engaging, flawless user journey. And visual search, you know, it reminds me that couple of years ago when we founded the company, 4 years ago, We were talking about visual search, no one knew what we were talking about. They looked at us as if we're dreaming. And today, when we go to events and when we talk about visual search, for everyone, it's like super intuitive. So what is why visual search is even important? It's because, you know, millennials and Gen Z today, they get hundreds and sometimes thousands of images to their mobile every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So it only makes sense that they actually expect to be able to engage and interact with those images.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we enable them. We enable the users and the retailers via visual search is to connect with the world and with images that inspire them.
So strip it down for us. So because our audience, especially, we have a ton, you know, a big retail following, big CPG following. We also have a consumer following too. So break it down for us at its most simple level. So I'm a millennial, as you say. I see a picture on my mobile phone. What am I then doing and what does your technology enable?
Yeah, sure. So I'll give you an example from one of our products, which is the camera search. Let's say that, you know, you're surfing on Instagram and you see one of the influencers that you follow and he's wearing something beautiful. How do you explain that something beautiful to your favorite retailer? Or how do you even start to explain? Mm-hmm. You go to a friend's house, you see a lamp that you really like.
Right.
How do you start explaining it in words? Sometimes it's hard. So with our technology, you can just take a screenshot of any image or take a picture of something that you send it to your favorite retailers through our camera search. And then our first algorithm will go and break the image into its components. So we will know that there is a jacket or denim jeans or a lamp or some sort of bedding in that image. And our second algorithm will go and fetch the most similar looking item that is available within that specific retailer's inventory.
It's so cool. It's funny. It's so great to hear because I actually do a talk where I get on stage and I say, like, I take out my mobile phone and I literally take pictures of people's shoes and say, I think these shoes are so cool. This is what I can do because of this technology. And it just makes the entire world almost like my storefront. Anything I see in the world or any, you know, piece of visual content, like you're saying, that gets served up to us, it then makes it available to the consumer. That's essentially what you guys are getting at, right?
Absolutely. So that's one journey that mm-hmm. we provide, mm-hmm. but it doesn't stop there.
No.
Because you see, once you uploaded an image from mm-hmm. Instagram of your favorite room mm-hmm. or your favorite outfit, mm-hmm. then the whole journey begins.
Right.
Because you know, you came for the skirt or the top, But then it goes on and on, and with just by touching items, pointing at them, you can get more and more results that are similar to what you're searching. So you can move from the denim jeans to the hat to the sunglasses, and all by just pointing and clicking on what you love.
That's incredible. And we saw that. I think what was so fascinating to me was at the booth at NRF, we looked at the smart mirror that you've put out, and just seeing what it was able to capture, not just what I was wearing or what Chris was wearing, but the people around us and how many, I mean, we got into shopping journeys that we didn't realize we were going to go on. And I mean, from everything from the Nike sneakers that the guy next to me was wearing that I happened to like, that the mirror also captured, to, you know, especially a kind of broadening the spectrum of what you're looking at too. So like Chris had a suit jacket on, and it went from the casual version of that suit jacket and one price point of that suit jacket all the way up to, you know, the most, you know, high end luxury kind of suit jacket possible, but all kind of within that spectrum. So I think the opportunity here for retailers is huge.
Absolutely. Yeah. And really we have different solutions for different retailers. Mm-hmm. We have luxury brands, and we have marketplaces, and we have fast retailers. And for each one, we provide them with slightly different solution to suit their audience.
Leahy, can you go through some of the solutions that you offer, some of the capabilities that Sight offers?
Sure. This is something that I really love about, you know, our core technology, that we can develop more and more products on that same technology. Mm-hmm. So one of the products that we really love is our deep tagging technology. And what it does is, a retailer would send us an image of, let's say, a woman wearing a yellow floral mini dress, pair of shoes, glasses, and a hat. So our technology will bring back an API with all the attributes to describe each item in that outfit. So for example, the dress, we will give all the attributes to say that there is a woman in this image, and she's wearing a yellow dress, and it's floral, and it's got a little bit of lace at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So then when the user will textually search for that specific dress, the retailer will be able to match the results from their inventory to what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you had that experience before, when you are textually searching for mm-hmm. something, but the results are nothing what you're searching for. Mm-hmm. So with our deep tagging technology, once the retailer gets all those attributes, they can do the perfect match with the textual search. Mm-hmm. They can also do prediction and analytics using those attributes. So this is something that, it's actually a product that came from retailers asking us to develop it for them. It's a big need for them. Most of them today do it manually. Mm-hmm. So they would tag every image manually, and there is a lot of room for mistakes. Mm-hmm. So when I search for a pink tote bag, mm-hmm. chances are that I will not get, maybe I'll get a yellow handbag instead of what I'm actually looking for. That will never happen with deep tagging technology.
Yeah, and that's what I think, that's what's so interesting about this technology. And that's, I think, what drew us to you guys too. I mean, it's as much as you can talk about the cool consumer applications, there's a lot of productivity benefits here for retailers. So I want to dig into this a little bit in terms of what you just said, just to make sure the audience understands it. But, you know, in terms of what you're saying, to me, there's a twofold benefit, right, Leahy? It's that, number one, you can, you know, automatically serve up item data from products that you're putting on your website, which traditionally you had to, you know, input that data into the system, like you said, like you had to have somebody sit there and key it in. Now you can have a system where the visual technology that's being used can then just, you know, quickly upload that in, and you can have a pretty good degree of confidence that it's going to work.
97% accuracy, yeah.
97% accuracy, yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Versus, you know, mm-hmm. humans doing it on a daily basis. The other part that I think is really cool that I'd love for you to touch on too, that just captures my fancy, is it's also a good check system too. So you probably have a lot of products in your database already or in your system, where now you can kind of put it back through the visual funnel and see where there actually are issues. So it can almost be used as a maintenance tool going forward as well.
Yes, so definitely. So we see that different retailers use the deep tagging technology for different use cases. Mm-hmm. So the one that you gave as an example is also something that we're seeing. We also see inventory management and trend management. Mm-hmm. So they see that in their current inventory, stripes, for example, is the hottest trend.
Right. So then they can start to adjust, you know, if people are looking for stripes, let's get into more stripes if, say, some given products out of stock. That makes a ton of sense.
So that's what I meant before, you know, prediction and analytics. You can do that with that technology. I also wanted to share with you our new product, which is our visual search navigation tool.
Okay.
Which is totally based on the deep tagging technology, but this is more a UX UI product that the end user can actually see. And that whole journey is based on icons. What does it mean? It means that you see a bunch of icons, pants, shirts, tops, bags, earrings, and you click, let's say that you're searching for a pair of pants, you click on the icon of pants, and then you get a whole set of icons of different looking kind of pants. You click on, I don't know, the shorts, and then a whole set of icons opens up with all the colors that are available, and then all the patterns that are available, and so on. And then it narrows down the search, and it filters it for you, but it's more than filtering. It's really allowing you to navigate all by icons. And the reason that we can do it very accurately is because the retailer is already using our deep tagging technology, and that inspires the icon navigation.
Wow, so a whole different visual way to approach a search experience. That's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. That's interesting, especially with like Alexa in home as it evolves too. And what were you thinking?
I mean, I'm just curious, Leahy, how do you use, you know, visual search navigation is something new for the product that you've added. How are you thinking about the new features that you're going to add to the site core product? Is it, you know, feedback from retailers, it sounds like, but then how is the consumer interaction kind of incorporated into those decisions?
Yeah, you know, I love this question because it's really the core of what site is all about. The only product that we came up with ourselves is the camera search. And we started selling that, and all the other products, Shop Similar, Find the Look, Complete the Look, Smart Mirrors, Deep Tagging, Visual Search Navigation, Insta Search, they all came from retailers asking us to develop something for them. And this is how we're going to do it in the future. We listen to retailers. We're very good at that, to listen to their specific needs. So if a retailer would come to us and say, listen, Site, we have an issue. We have people coming to our store, brick and mortar store, with images from Instagram and saying, do you have something similar to this?
Right.
Now, maybe they're asking for something similar. Visual search, find similar. Can you, Site, give us a solution? So the answer would usually be yes. And then we will think about the right solution and we will build that for that specific retailer, and then maybe other retailers will enjoy it as well. Through that, we came up with our tablet solution for in-store. We are great believers, you know, in the omnichannel experience. I want to go to the store, I want to feel it, I want to see it, but maybe I actually want to purchase it in my bed from home. So with visual search, it's really enabling the retailers to show what they have in that specific store, but not only. All through visual. So instead of asking the salesperson if she has something similar, I can just share the image with a tablet or with a kiosk or with a smart mirror in store and immediately find everything that I'm looking for.
Well, you've come to the right place because the name of our show is, of course, OmniTalk. So that's absolutely the things that we believe in. But no, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, that's what I love about it. It's taking something that was once very subjective and making it objective. Because you know how that conversation is going to transpire. Somebody sees this picture, they walk in the store, like, I really like this. And then the old way of doing it was, well, let me think of language to use to describe this. You know, it was like the things you said. Does it have lace? Is it red? Is it striped? Whatever. And that language of how I would describe a garment, say between me and Anne or you, is really different, right? But like a picture actually makes that completely objective. And that's where you see really good use cases of technology, especially in that omnichannel world that people are trying to create.
Well, and as millennials and Gen Zs are using platforms like Instagram for messaging each other, you know, like they're using images to communicate with one another. And so I think, you know, it's a real testament to what site's been able to do and how you've been able to really quickly pivot and evolve based on what the needs of your customers, the retailers are.
Yeah.
And it's definitely our mission, you know, to connect the inspiration and the real world with the retailer's inventory. No translation needed.
Right. Discovery to buy even faster than it happens today. That's always a key theme of what we talk about and what I write about. I do want to ask you one thing, though, because I think this is important. We've kind of touched around it, but I want to get more into it specifically. So one of the things I find fascinating is the analytics you can start to put around the recommendations and just how much more data someone using this type of technology would have. So, for example, for those listening, Anne mentioned a smart mirror. So I saw this. So I'm wearing something. I take a picture of myself. You now know something about me that you haven't known before. And then you can serve up recommendations about what I'm wearing or other things that I might want to wear or that might be in, you know, as I do that behavior over and over again in terms of what's in my closet. Can you talk a little bit about how you guys think about that in terms of the science of the recommendations that you're able to provide with this technology?
Yeah, so you're basically touching site 2.0, which is the holy grail of retail, which is prediction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, predicting what will my user search next,
that's
want next, purchase next, what will inspire them next. I have to say that it's in our plan, it's in our roadmap, we're working on it, but at the moment we provide them with the data, with the attributes, mm-hmm. and they do the analytics and prediction themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely touching on our future.
Right.
This is what we are in the future, we will provide retailers with, all based on the visual search and the visual experience. We will know what statistically, what the user will do next.
Yeah, that's so fascinating.
That's incredible.
You start thinking about what products you design and develop based on all the pictures you have of everyone in their closets. And
yeah,
all that. That's crazy. Wow, what a wild world. So, what are some of the big success stories that you can share with the audience in terms of where the technology is in use currently?
Yeah, I think for me, the success is really speaking with our current customers. You know, big brands that like Farfetch and Nike, Samsung, Marks and Spencer. You know, big brands that chose site because they, you know, for them accuracy is key, and they chose us, and for us that's the biggest success, to show that we provide them with, we can impact something for those big brands. We can make a difference. It's not just the ROI. So our ROI is key, of course, for every technology that you implement. But for us, it's really the impact, to show, you know, that there is a bigger, higher engagement, and that users really interact and enjoy playing, searching with our technology. So that's our biggest success, you know, those brands that like working with us.
Yeah, you're creating new experiences or new, like I love that. Like there's new ways to engage with those brands. And those are some pretty big brands you mentioned too. So kudos to you guys for that. I mean, that was a who's who list there. That was very nice.
It's very partial list.
Yeah, awesome. Well, so you touched on a little bit, I think, just to kind of close it out, and then we'll play everyone's favorite game, How Millennial Are You? But to close it out, so what's next in the short term and maybe medium term horizon for you guys?
So I'll share with you something very exciting that is happening to us. It already happened, but it's just beginning. We were selected to power Samsung Bixby, which means that we are site technology is embedded within the Samsung camera. What does it mean? We're actually live in Europe, mainly in Germany and the UK, on millions of devices. And what it means is that when you just open your camera and you can point at something, you don't even need to take a picture. You can just point at something that you like, and our technology will immediately provide you with all the similar looking items. And then it gives us a chance to actually bring quality organic traffic to the retailers that work with us on our, you know, SaaS software as a service solutions. So this is something that we're super excited about. We were very lucky that Samsung selected us, again, due to things like accuracy and speed. And we really believe this is like the new experience. I see something that I like, I simply point at it and I get it. Simple.
So incredible. Wow, congratulations on that announcement. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that in action. Man, okay, well, gosh, so much we could talk about, but for the sake of our audience, you can tell that we really love this technology, but for the sake of our audience, Anne, do you want to take us out of here on how millennial are you?
Let's do it. Leahy, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to do How Millennial Are You? So it's just a series of questions. We like to use it as a fun way to keep the podcast kind of interesting and find out how young at heart you are, not necessarily how millennial you are. So we'll start with the first question. When the option is available, are you using mobile payment or are you still pulling out a credit card or cash?
Mobile payment.
All right.
You're doing well. You're doing well. First.
Doing well so far. Yeah,
so far. Yeah. Okay.
That's the one that usually trips people up, believe it or not. So nice work.
Yeah. So the next question is, how many food or drink items have you ordered via an app in the last week?
Okay. So we, all of us at the office, 50 people, we always order through Tanbee's app. So that would be six times a week.
Wow.
All right.
You are definitely leading in our latest round.
I'm doing well.
You're cooking with gas. You're cooking with gas. All right.
We'll do one last question, and that is, if you could only use one social app going forward, what app would you choose and why?
Okay, that would be LinkedIn for sure.
Oh, okay. We haven't heard that one before. Why is that?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, for me, it's a working tool for me. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I, you know, all my colleagues and peers, they're all there, and I love listening to them, hearing their thoughts, you know, reading what they have to say. It's, you know, it's a big part of my life, my work, and it's also my passion. And LinkedIn is the social media for, you know, more professional. So that would be my choice. I know it's not a very Gen Z answer or millennial answer, but
I loved it.
No, that's a great answer. It's funny. Because I've asked this question a few times myself of other people, and I haven't thought about that one too, but that's actually probably the one that I use the most as well. And I actually think it spans the generational gaps too. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of different generations using
it. You're now out of the closet.
Yeah, exactly. You've outed me. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Leahy. We've had such a great conversation with you today. And if our listeners want to hear more about Sight, where should we send them?
Sure. So the easiest way is to go to our website, sight.ai, and leave us a message there, and we'll get back to you within a couple of hours.
And it sounds like LinkedIn, too. They might be able to find you on there.
Yeah, right.
Oh, and also, you can meet us at Shop Talk. Coming March.
Awesome. Are you guys going to be out there at Shop Talk? Do you guys have a booth?
Oh, sure. Yeah. We've got a booth, and I will be speaking on Monday morning, 10 a.m.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. We'll be sure to stop by.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll wait for you guys.
Cool. Well, hopefully we'll meet up in person. But hey, thanks as always. This was fantastic. Again.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
For sure. Again, we have Leahy Pinto Freeman with Sight. She's the chief marketing officer and co-founder of the company that specializes in visual search. From Anne on her behalf, from me to all our audience out there, thank you as always for tuning in, and of course, be careful out there.